You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
95 BFM attended the Palestinian Solidarity March in Tamaki Makaurau last weekend, where 3,000 people marched down Queen Street in protest of the Israeli government's war on Gaza and the ongoing occupation of Palestine. I spoke to attendees about their thoughts on the events in Gaza and why they were marching that day.
We're here for Palestine. We're supporting especially Gaza, especially after what has happened recently. So that's why we're here today.
I'm here today because it's been 75 years since the illegal occupation of Palestine has occurred. And in recent days, there's been a killing of so many children. The media continues to portray that it's a war between two equal sides, but we can't ignore that one side has all of the resourcing, and the other side, the Palestinian side, are people who are resisting an illegal occupation. So we're here to support the cause. We're Palestinian, we're a Palestinian heritage. It's been a heavy week just trying to get through.
I'm just here to stand in solidarity with people I believe are oppressed. They're not getting as much attention as they should from the whole world, unfortunately. It's raising awareness and expressing my views on the situation. And it's mostly just condemnation of what's happening.
Alhamdulillah, today we came to attend the protest for our brothers and sisters in Palestine through everything they're going through. One thing I believe is, I think people have a big misconception of what's happening, and they're believing that Palestine are the oppressors and Israel are the good people, when you can't beat a wasp nest and not expect to get stung. You know, you can't oppress people for 75 years, you can't beat them into a corner and expect them not to hit back, you know. And once they finally have, the Western media is completely covering the Palestinian people being terrorists and crazy people, and Israel is the good people, you know. But yes, by the grace of God, I was able to attend. I'm from Hamilton, so it was a bit of a trip, but yes, it was worth it.
The rapid escalation in Israeli violence following Hamas's attack has been catastrophic, with thousands of Palestinian civilians killed by bombing raids and over 300,000 troops now preparing for a ground invasion of northern Gaza. I spoke to Palestinian Solidarity Network Aotearoa chair and former Springbok Tour protest leader John Minto about the latest Israeli actions in Gaza.
Well, in the past week, the Israeli government have been committing war crimes against the Palestinian people of Gaza. They are applying collective punishment to 2.3 million people for the actions of a very small group of Hamas fighters. They have been depriving the people of food and water, and these are war crimes under the Fourth Geneva Convention. Now, Israel did suffer a military attack from Hamas, which involved some civilians being killed. We condemn that. We always condemn the killing of civilians, no matter who they are. It is a war crime under the Fourth Geneva Convention. But then Israel goes on and uses that as an excuse to commit its own war crimes. And the Palestinian people have been the victims here for 75 years. And we should be standing with the victims, not with the oppressor.
We're really counting the hours, just seeing what's happening. I mean, half of the people that we know there have tried to evacuate and weren't even able to get there because they were bombed as they were evacuated. And the other half have decided to stay home, and at least that way they'll die dignified with their families. So it's really not a choice when you have to run away and get bombed or stay at home and get bombed. It's horrific. We're counting the hours just to see what happens. And we're hoping that by standing in solidarity today, the governments will take action.
It's terrorism. It's inhumane. It's something we will look back to years from now and just be in awe of the whole world not reacting as they should.
Well, there's been some pretty inhumane things that have been done recently. We have evidence of chemical weapons like white phosphorus being used. We know that electricity and water has been cut to almost 2 million people, and they're now being effectively ordered to force march within 24 hours. All of these things constitute a genocide. So I am here against the genocide of the Palestinian people.
Yeah, there's always been brutal oppression of Palestinians in Gaza. This goes back 75 years when Palestinians, back to 1948, 75 years ago when Palestinians were driven off their land by heavily armed militias in the area which is now southern Israel. It was southern Palestine then. They were driven off their land and into this tiny enclave behind a security fence, essentially a prison for Palestinian people. And Israel refuses to allow them to return to their land and their homes, despite the refugees having the right to do that under international law. So for 75 years, Israel has kept this chokehold on Palestinian people in Gaza, and they've ramped up that 16 years ago by putting a siege on. So everything that goes in and out of Gaza has to come through Israel or smuggled through some other way. So Palestinians have just suffered the most egregious denial of their rights in every aspect by Israel, and especially over the last year under the new right-wing government, which Israel's put in place. Yeah, the new far-right government has ramped up pressure on Palestinians across the board, and it has made life almost unbearable for them wherever they are in Palestine. It has tightened controls and restrictions on Palestinians across the board, so that, for example, 250 Palestinians have been killed by the Israeli Defense Force up until last weekend, the highest number for a number of years. The settler movement, these are Israelis living in illegal Israeli-only settlements on Palestinian land, they have been subject to attacks by settler groups.
I asked attendees of the march their thoughts on New Zealand's relationship with Palestine and how the recent conflict has been viewed and responded to here.
I would say New Zealand has been more progressive than most Western countries, and I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about specific political parties today. But there are definitely some that support Palestine and identify that it is under threat, but there are other political parties that just don't want to talk about it. We could do better. New Zealand has always been a progressive country, so I know that we can do better.
That really saddens me. Especially when I have brothers that I know personally who are from Palestine, and it's their family and their siblings and aunties and uncles being killed brutally, for something being oppressed for. It's modern day colonization, and me as a Muslim Maori, I can say that I'm a product of colonization. And for my even Polynesian, my Maori brothers and sisters, for them to support Israel when their ancestors have been through colonization, it's quite sad to see when they condemn it, but when it happens to another people that isn't them, they ride with it,
New Zealand is very much under a rock. No one in it knows what's happening outside the islands or Australia. So they're very much, if it doesn't affect them personally, no one speaks up. As you can see, it was all the Muslims here today because we're the ones getting affected. Ethnic people who come from outside are very aware of what's happening in the world. New Zealand isn't.
Oh, New Zealand has been the problem, along with other Western countries. We are responsible for the violence which is happening in the Middle East now. We are responsible. And we are responsible because we have refused to act to put constraints on Israel, to hold Israel to account for war crimes over such a long time. Israel has been emboldened to attack Palestinians, knowing that none of the Western world is going to speak out. The only thing we can be absolutely certain of is that in the long run, Palestine will be free. Palestinians will get their freedom. What that looks like, when we can't be sure at the moment. But what we should be pushing for is what Palestinians are asking us to do. They're not asking us to send them guns. They're asking us to use non-violent pressure on our government and on Israel to change its policies. They're asking for boycotts, divestment, and sanctions. In other words, New Zealanders standing on the side of human rights against what Israel's doing. Every human rights group in the world, every major one, they say that Israel is an apartheid state. They say it is a regime of Jewish supremacy. Wherever Palestinians are in historic Palestine, they face brutal oppression, they face racism, they face apartheid laws, and Palestinians want us to react to that in the way we reacted to the oppression of Black South Africans under apartheid. Black South Africans asked us for international support and solidarity. They asked us for boycotts. New Zealand responded eventually in a positive way. We need to respond to Palestinians in a positive way now.
I think if no one acts immediately, then there will be no Palestine anymore, because they're ordering all the people in Gaza to evacuate. And if Gaza is gone, then there won't be any Palestine left, because that's the only piece of land that we have left. Thank you.
And that was Spike reporting on the recent Palestinian Solidarity March in Auckland and the ongoing occupation of Gaza, speaking to attendees and Palestinian Solidarity Network Aotearoa head, John Minto.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.